Let's talk about underdogs, the psychology of underdogs. In this game now, 7 of the 9 underdogs have won the game. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I think, again, it goes back to what we've talked about, you and I. We don't like the layoff, the fact that it's 50 games, or 50 days. It's almost like a new season. It's almost like the beginning of the 2007 season. But that plays right into the hands of the underdog. Frankly, if I had the opportunity to be in charge of this, that I'd want to have the underdog every single time going into that game. That long layoff, there's rust, there's everyone telling you over the Christmas break, oh, you're the best if you're Ohio State, Florida, you didn't even belong here. That's the locker room wall stuff. That's Urban Meyer being able to say, hey, they thought Michigan should be here. And then when you see Michigan lose the way they lost the Rose Bowl, now you're Urban Meyer, and you're loving that even more because you can just feed right into it. It's all head games, to use your wonderful term. It's all about psychology at that point, motivating young men. And it's a perfect, it's right in your lap. It's a no-brainer to be the underdog going into these games with the long layoff.
You heard Chris Leak at the beginning of this segment talking about the time that they took advantage of to get their execution. Because if you look at the complexity of that Florida offense, they never give you a straight look. It's a little bit like Al Saunders' vision or version of offense in the NFL, but even more complex. You have quarterbacks, you have wide receivers that interchangeably play running back, if you will, that are always changing. And in addition, on the other side of the ball, they were showing blitz, not blitzing, you know, not showing blitz, then blitzing. So Troy Smith never got a sense of where to of his reads or anything. So it's interesting. You could argue that maybe it was coaching, but to me, the level of intensity and emotion, the physicality of the Florida team, even without a better coaching strategy, I think Florida would have won.
I would agree. I think a combination of both, because you had better athletes on Florida's side of the ball, and then you also had better coaching, better techniques, more weapons, a Boise State style of offense. We saw a few of those little wrinkles. And I think the thing that surprised me as much as anything, so okay, it's a disaster in the first half for Ohio State. They go in at halftime. There's one thing Jim Tressel's known for, Nick, you know this well, and that is being able to adjust. It's all about adjustments at halftime. It was in the NFL with your teams. It was for Joe Gibbs here in Washington in his first go-round. And certainly Tressel is one of the masters of adjusting at halftime. And he didn't do it. Or if he did it, which I'm sure he tried, Florida outmanned him, outgunned him on that as well. Urban Meyer literally beat Jim Tressel in this game. And that's another shocker. 24 hours ago, we would never have thought that. And that shows the domination of Florida from the brains of the coaches and the strategy of the coaches down to the individual play, whether it was skill position or the line position. Complete domination by Florida of what we thought was one of the best teams to come along in 15, 20 years in college football. And that's how shocking this was.